Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's regular council meeting, agenda 25-16, Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. I respectfully acknowledge that we live and work on traditional territory of the Little Salmon First Nation. Call the meeting to order at 7:08.
Yes.
We have the adoption of mover for the agenda, please.
I'll move.
We have a second.
One second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Adoption of the meeting of August 5th, 2025. A mover? Councillor Wheeler? Seconder?
One second.
Councillor Mitchell, thank you. All in favor?
Thank you.
Delegations calling RCMP. They send their regrets. Obviously, they're not here today. We accept their report as presented. Public Works General Manager Jens, welcome to the table.
Report our quota enforcement service. We all wasn't driving forwards anymore. Just faithless. Then I got to like they repaired everything, but they told me we have 200 hours more, and then we have a major repair. That's actually the old one from 2016. Then I asked them to give me like a trade-in quote. They got me $40,000 for trade-in. Yeah, I got a second quote. Do you guys?
We can see it up here, Jens. Oh, thanks.
And yes, they are way too expensive, I believe. And then I went to McPherson, got a quote from them. They will give us 60 grand plus a 21,310 discount. And we would pay 31,500 for a skid steer.
What's your recommendation?
I would like to go with McPherson that we downsize a little bit. It's just a trade-in, not a new, like, and then we can use it in a landfill. It can be parked in a recycling center. They can load on their own, like, trucks and everything. Then Public Works doesn't have to go over all the time getting off some other jobs. And we actually bought a wood chipper. But I didn't know, or they didn't say that it's a high flow. And this machine is a standard flow, but they are helping me or willing me, McPherson, to get rid of what we just bought and to just get a normal one on normal pricing and everything.
For the
skid steer.
For the skid steer. Okay.
And yeah, I'm here because yeah, I wanted to like to get an approval of that. Before, yeah, we spent so much money on the Kubota again. Last time it was a big fix already.
Uh-huh. So, any questions from the councillors?
The newer one, is it the Kubota brand or is it like
a? It's a bucket.
And it'll fit like our attachments and stuff will fit on there.
Okay. I think
so. Yeah, because that's like the attachments.
And then maybe we can even do the boardwalk with us in the winter time.
Kubota and Bobcat interchange.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I didn't know that. That was a good question. I didn't think they did.
So all your attachments will work, even the new stuff that you bought, the chipper and all. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to ask the question. Motion to give Jens the approval to purchase.
Do we have the money in the budget?
That was the first thing I was going to say.
Yes,
the budget for it.
It's $85,000
for the wood chipper?
For the truck, for actually the fleet edition, but because he bought a used one, so we have $33,000 left, so we could use this, or we could use the extra money that we planned for the wood chipper. So there is money in the budget,
okay.
Yes. And I can actually ask, because this would be necessary even for overhead funding, if I can apply because it's a capital purchase and we need it, like we have more landfill, if we have more houses and all the stuff, it could be approved. Like I will try to get it in there too. Yeah.
For composting and
Yeah, and for composting, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so the motion would be for it to be spent out of
the MacPherson, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, operating
costs, not.
No, this would actually be capital.
Capital costs,
yes,
and not half, or how will you know? Because if
I
you
only know once we have the report, which is due next January. Yeah, it's okay. But we do have it in a budget, like a check plan.
Okay. So I'll ask the question again for a motion to accept these purchase of a skid steer for public works.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, I'll second.
All in favor? There you are, sir. Anything else?
Thank you. That would be it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And
so,
yeah.
Okay, correspondence.
No Christmas present for those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boardwalk audit. Pull the information up here.
Yeah.
Annette, if you want to just maybe speak on this a little bit, just to refresh what we're looking at here.
Where's, yeah, okay. So we received the email from Canor that we understand, like the boardwalk funding, we received $450,000 upfront. And after reconciliation, we had some invoices or expenditures that are not covered or not eligible under this funding stream. So we have to pay back $23,086.80. And I'm asking council to approve like paying this back. Yes. And I will contact the auditor how we do it because I've never had to repay anything. Not this amount. There was, yeah.
Is it because we missed the timeline, or
we did not miss the timeline? But there were some expenses or expenditures that are not covered, which we didn't like. Actually, I couldn't find, or we couldn't even find the funding agreement that was done in 2021-22. So we didn't know which one is covered, like, or what expenditures are covered or not. So at the end, we had to do an audit. Soon the auditor. So, and then they said that's all like we started.
The reason why I'm confused is because I was under the understanding there was still money left. Like
that's what we thought, yes, but it wasn't. Yes.
Oh, okay. I asked that last two.
Yeah.
Where would so you would talk to the auditor to find out where the money would come from?
Yes.
Okay, based on projects. Okay. So, a motion on the table to fix.
I'll make a motion to accept this request of sending back the $23,086.80 to Canor for the boardwalk expansion.
Seconder.
Seconder.
All in favor? Thank you. Letter from Mr. Harris to Community Advisor Arbor Webster regarding Traffic Bylaw 307-24.
I think we've already had this. We've had this letter to us, so
yes,
so we're aware that it went to Arbor.
I think he wants to put it back into council, like to discuss. And I checked, or we both checked, Arbor and I. According to the Municipal Act, we don't have to wait like 12 months, but our policy, like our own village policy, says if you have any like cases like this, we can reopen after 12 months, which is, I think, probably a couple months or so. We can.
Yeah, I think it was September of 24.
September, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, next month. So, then I guess I'll have to put it out, public input, to discuss this matter.
I would recommend that the councilors review Traffic Bylaw 307-24, and if you could get us the confirmed dates of when it's eligible to bring back.
Yeah.
And then we can put that on the agenda to approve to bring it back.
Yes.
When that time comes. And I thank Mr. Stuart Harris in Arbor for bringing that forward. Can we have a motion to accept Mr. Harris's letter for correspondence?
I'll make the motion.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor? Okay. AYC Canada Life Benefits renewal September
1st, 2025. There's an increase of 4.7%. As I don't know if this is in the camera, probably not, but as of our bylaw, it says employees and employer, like village, share the premiums, but it doesn't actually confine like what percentage, like 50-50. Now we're paying 50-50, which is like a high cost to employees.
Yes.
So I am just putting it in that we will discuss it or maybe next meeting, or
I think that's a good idea to discuss it at a next meeting, a future meeting.
So we'll move 5.3 AYC Canada Life Benefits to the next agenda meeting, please. 5.4 Federal Government invests in flood resilience measures for the Village of CarMax and LSCFN. This is a public announcement.
Yes.
On behalf of the Village of CarMax, I would like to thank the federal government. I also look forward to talking with whoever's implementing this with YG or the federal government on what this looks like, because I don't have much information on what this actually is and what this looks like for the community as a whole.
This would be a good joint council.
Yes.
Meeting. I was just thinking that they could join the first
or meeting. Tomorrow. Like if you want to add something or not, or like that's what
they yeah, like,
well, because yeah, at first that's why I sent it to you, and then I was like, hello, what would you like to hear from us?
Yeah, yeah, I could give you something for tomorrow.
Okay.
If you like.
Yeah.
We make a motion to accept the federal government investment in flood resilience measures for the Village of CarMax and LSCFN to be moved to a joint council meeting.
We'll make that motion.
Second. All in favor? Thank you. Reports, council activity reports, Councillor Mitchell.
I got something I can't remember who it was, so I have to say, other than what was the meeting we just had? Because I had the
special meeting.
Special
meeting. I attended the special meeting, but other than that, nothing.
Councillor Wheeler.
I've had a few people concerned about the recreation programming, like the after school age programming, and it not starting till September 8th because it ended August 1st. It was just, they thought that was a very long time, and it was mentioned that there's a lot of people working there that, and nothing really happening for the month of August. So I said I would bring it up. Other than that, I've got nothing else.
Thank you, councillors. My report, I did attend the pool closing awards to all the swimmers. They had a bunch of food. The kids had, there was over 35 kids at the pool, parents. Yeah, it was a nice, hot, sunny day. So I'd like to thank the staff. I know Noah, Matthias, and Brenda worked very hard this season to be able to let all the kids in the community have fun in the pool. So thank you very much to all the pool staff. I also attended the special meeting. I don't have anything else to report at this time. CAO report?
Okay.
Acting CAO report.
Okay, I wanted to say this. Say the same about the pool. Yes, it was a good season at all. And Public Works, they ran the artist.
Bless you.
Shouldn't you assess like what they need for the housing? You pull the down the water, everything, or drain the water out of the pool, and they are just getting antifreeze and everything that's necessary. And I contacted Jeremy Lowen, so what do you say? Yes, okay. From LSCFN to help. So I emailed him and I said that Public Works would tell me what we need, and then I will let him know. And he said he's trying to help whatever he can. So landfill composting, I contacted Balanced Biogas. Like we decided, we will pay him out the extra amount for putting up the tent. And then we have the Rugged Apprentice people coming from September 8 to 12. So we Public Works will, or we will buy the materials like for the wall, for the wooden wall, and Rugged Apprentice will put it up. Scale project, I haven't heard anything from Reggie, so I'm not sure how it's going. For the water, there's still no one. Maybe you have to do it, Dennis. He's
Okay.
closing.
The Hooters.
Because you would like to get the Huda going, but we have no.
Has anybody talked to Bonnie?
Yeah.
Any interest?
No.
She has no interest, no.
No.
Well, maybe we'll get creative with something else.
Yeah. Maybe we have to do it again. Like admin. Yeah.
It could be high school kids, high school project. Because they could probably get credit for something like that.
That's a good idea.
It's crime prevention, right? Keep them
It
in.
could be, yeah.
Okay, good idea. Okay, so property tax, we have 10, currently 10 property
Wow.
tax owners. That was, but it's all undeveloped properties. So it's not like the regular ones. So we sent the letters out last Thursday, or actually Friday, yes. The curling rock resurfacing, I think that was the question I had to you about the paint and all the stuff. So I'm not sure. Chanel, like she was sick today, so I couldn't follow up. If she said they will take the white paint out, which will lower the price, but they still need the, I think, red and blue for the circles and all the stuff. So it's approved. Okay, that's what was because she asked
It's
me.
it. It's those types of questions are within her budget to work with you on. I think that
Yes, but yeah, okay. But okay. Okay. So the lease spaces, I went back to my key and contacted them. One lady from mental wellness program, they asked me if they can move in on 28th, like which is at the rec center, 28th, like one day earlier than expected. And I said yes, hopefully, yeah, I think it will be done. Like Arkwright is coming on next Monday. So to put the plugins and everything in. And today I got a call and they asked if they have access to internet. I was like, that's their problem, right? They can't provide internet like at free cost. So they have to look for their own. Like, and I think YG usually has their own
System.
system, right? Yes. Okay, so have funding. We had the meeting on the 14th. Lagoon is the same. I haven't heard anything, and we are still waiting for the parts for the arena boiler.
Any questions for Annette, counselors? Guess I have one concern. I guess it would be the arena if we're opening in sometime in the middle of September and weather's permitted, like maybe try and get some answers out of them of when. Because I guess you're aligned with Simcoe when they come. Yeah. Same question for because the project for the scale project. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Thank you, Annette. Association of Yukon Communities representative, Councillor Wheeler.
Nothing.
Thank you. Bylaws, seeing none. New and unfinished business 8.1. Draft AYC policy positions council feedback. Councillors.
There was only one thing that I flagged on here, and it was the community safety.
Yeah, that's what you mean, by the way. Community safety.
Just because it talks about gaps in mental health and substance use services, there's also gaps with just health services in the rural communities as well. And that's part of community safety.
Okay.
It's not having nurses available in communities.
So you'd like to add that in?
Yeah, rural health services as well as, because concerns over RCMP staffing, yeah, nursing staffing levels, volunteer ambulance drivers.
So more broad.
Yeah. Just to, I don't want anything to be left out.
Yeah.
Because you didn't mention it.
Okay.
And that was it. Otherwise, it, yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay.
Councilor Mealy or Councilor Mitchell?
Well, I really didn't see anything that I'm educated enough to catch off. It looked good to me. I didn't even catch that one with the, but that is a good one because everywhere you go right now, it seems like healthcare is an issue.
I would like to move this back to the next council meeting just to give the other councilors an opportunity to make comments.
We wanted it by August 30th, so. And it was on our previous meeting.
Our next one would be
second, I think.
The second.
Yeah. We could
email and
ask counselors for input via email because it's just going to AYC. They could fill out this and send it to AYC with their comments.
Okay, we'll move forward with that. Suggestion. Thank you, Councilor Wheeler. 8.2, motion to adopt HAF funding policy based off the special meeting that we had with HAF and Jane and Mark, and everything that was presented was the, I believe, the third or second opportunity?
Third
opportunity for public input on the HAF funding policy. There was some changes made. Jane updated us on those changes. So can you pull it up here, Chris, please?
One change is they changed the name with the standard to minor.
Okay, yeah, so. One of the changes is just the naming of the allocation of the grant standard to a minor housing development. And there was one other one.
Adding the servicing.
Yes.
Wells or private sewage disposal system.
Yeah. But they didn't add anything to do with power services.
Yeah.
Was it? Was missing one. I thought there was one we talked about.
Okay. This one is the special meetings minutes.
Yep.
Was it driveways?
Oh,
the lottery system card will be allocated.
And the loan, like a special loan.
Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And the timelines, including the building permit deadline, construction completion. Repayment conditions. Why don't we change the allocation from 85 and 15%?
Mm-hmm.
Any other concerns from councillors at this point?
No.
I'll ask the question, a motion to accept the HAF funding policy.
I'll make a motion to accept the half, the Village of Carmex Housing Development Grant Policy.
We have a seconder.
I'll second.
All in favor? Passes. Thank you. Question period from the gallery, if there's any questions for council.
Nobody.
Not seeing any? A motion to...
I'll make a motion to go in camera.
Thank you.
At 7:33.
7:33 in camera session.
Seconder.
Seconder.